I have been sober for 2 years, 7 months, and 13 days now. I could give you how many hours and seconds, but then you might think I'm obsessive. I guess I just want to say thank you. Without these meetings, without the support of people like you, I just don't know where I'd be.
Thanks, Eric.
Hey. You okay?
All right, we're going to wrap things up now. Tomorrow's meeting.
Oh, 6 o'clock.
Excellent. What do you mean you put yourself in a trap?
Hypnotize myself. Simple, really. The key is word repetition. My word, as you may have guessed, is amygdala.
But you hypnotized yourself at your first group support meeting.
Couldn't listen to all those sob stories now, could I?
That's the whole point. And, when you feel comfortable, you can share.
Living with me a week now, Watson, you know I don't share.
Well, then why can't you?
Attic theory. I've always believed the human brain is like an attic, storage space, facts. But of course, that space is finite. It must be filled only with the things one needs to be the best version of oneself. It's important, therefore, not to have useless facts, the natterings that comprise a typical support group meeting, for example, crowding out useful ones. Can I borrow this? Your brain. Useful facts. Useful. Vistous. Dolden. Natterings.